Greetings, listeners. My name's Andrew, and with me is Bevan Ramsden. In this podcast produced by IPAN, the Independent and Peaceful Australia Network, we discuss the increasingly urgent need for Australia to end its support for and participation in the illegal US-Israeli war on Iran, a war which could escalate into World War III.
Firstly, we must emphasise that this war certainly is illegal under international law, as stated in Article 2, brackets 4, of the United Nations Charter.
Article 2.4 is a cornerstone of modern international law. It prohibits UN member states from using or threatening force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any state.
This provision establishes a general prohibition on the use of military force aimed at maintaining international peace and security and preventing aggression between states.
There are only two exemptions. The first is self-defence. Article 51 stipulates that states may use force if they are subjected to an armed attack, provided the response is necessary and proportionate.
The second is United Nations sanctioned armed action. Under Chapter 7 of the United Nations Charter, the Security Council can approve the use of force to maintain or restore international peace and security. But in the case of the US war on Iran, neither exemption applies, because Iran is neither threatening nor attacking the United States, and the United Nations has not authorized any military action.
Clearly, this US aggression against Iran, regardless of the pretext under which it was launched, is illegal under international law.
Australia, by supporting this illegal war, is clearly in breach of international law and the United Nations Charter.
Prime Minister Albanese arguably put Australia in a questionable position when he gave immediate political support for Trump's initial attack on Iran of 28th of February 2026.
Since then, the Australian government has sent 85 Australian Defence Force personnel and an E-7A wedge-tail electronic surveillance aircraft to the United Arab Emirates, allegedly to help in its defence against Iran, but it is thus positioning Australian personnel and assets in the Middle East war theatre.
In addition, the recently appointed Defence Force Chief, Vice Admiral Mark Hammond, has said that the Navy is ready to deploy a ship to the Strait of Hormuz.
While Australia has not yet committed military assets to engage directly in the war on Iran, there are two military installations on Australian soil operating jointly with the United States, which have been directly involved in this war from the beginning.
These two installations are shrouded in secrecy, and the government keeps us in the dark regarding their involvement in the US war on Iran and the Israeli wars against Gaza and Lebanon.
The first is Pine Gap, the most important United States military intelligence gathering facility outside the continental US. And the other is the Harold E. Holt Submarine Communication Station at Northwest Cape in WA. According to journalist Peter Croner, Northwest Cape was most probably the source of the firing command which resulted in a US submarine sinking the Iranian frigate recently with heavy loss of life.
Peter Cronow has reported that Pine Gap, the joint US-Australian facility in Central Australia, provides complete satellite surveillance coverage of Iran and surrounding nations in the Middle East. He wrote that, and I quote, "The capabilities of the spy satellites Pine Gap uses are astounding. They can be tasked to intercept satellite communications, satellite uplinks, satellite phones, telecommunication transmissions, microwave transmissions, telecommunication tower transmissions, military communications, air defense systems, radar, radio communications, and missile telemetry."
Peter Kroner also says that much of this data allows for highly accurate geolocation of selected target who may be using internet connections, satellite phones or mobile phones. This is used in the missile and drone targeting of individuals in their homes, their workplaces, when travelling, and likely has been used in the assassinations of individual political figures and Iranian military leaders. Another Pine Gap expert, Professor Richard Tanter, has stated that this installation provides intelligence to the Israeli army via the United States, intelligence which assists the IDF in its genocidal war on the people of Gaza, and now its bombardment and invasion of Lebanon. So Pine Gap and Northwest Cape involve Australia deeply in the current illegal Middle East wars.
Northwest Cape is a joint Australian-US naval communication station located on the northwest coast of Australia near the town of Exmouth. The station is operated and maintained by the Australian Department of Defence on behalf of Australia and the US. The huge radio antenna covers many hectares with its 387-metre-tall central mast, being for many years the highest man-made structure in the Southern Hemisphere. The antenna is driven by the most powerful radio transmitter in the Southern Hemisphere, 1 million watts of VLF power at 19 kilohertz, enables the radio waves to penetrate seawater and communicate with US nuclear-powered and armed submarines at depth and over vast areas of the Indian Ocean and the Western Pacific. In a war scenario, the US can use this facility to send its submarines the command to launch missiles, possibly armed with nuclear warheads.
Peter Kroner recently wrote an article titled "How US Bases Make Australia Part of the Iran War," in which he says that the orders delivered to the suspected US attack submarine, USS Minnesota, to torpedo the Iranian frigate Iris Dina without warning in international waters in the northeastern Indian Ocean on the 4th of March this year were likely transmitted from Australia through the Northwest Cape base in Western Australia, which is 4,750 kilometres to the south.
Three Australian submariners were gaining operational experience under the AUKUS agreement on board this US submarine when it attacked the Iranian frigate, which had been on a formal visit to India. The US submarine, a Virginia-class nuclear-powered conventionally armed vessel, was on a hunt-and-destroy mission. Result for Iran, 140 sailors dead or missing. Result for the US, hubris from the Secretary of the Department of War. Result for Australia, with the intelligence and communications support as stated, the nation's complicity in the Iran war is exposed.
These two United States-Australian military installations are crucial to the war-fighting capabilities of the United States and will continue to pull Australia into illegal United States wars. If Australia wants to stay out of such wars, and clearly as a United Nations member we should, then these two military installations must be closed to the United States, and the 400 US CIA and military personnel manning Pine Gap must be sent home.
Only by taking such action can Australia regain a degree of sovereignty and control over our foreign policy and pursue peaceful relations with all countries.
Quite right, Andrew. In addition, these two installations have become an impediment to Australia signing the Treaty for Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, the TPNW, because both support the nuclear warfighting capabilities of the United States. While successive ALP national conferences have determined that the treaty would be signed when the ALP gained office, the TPNW was not signed by the first Albanese government and not so far in their second term either. Since a nation that signs and ratifies the TPNW cannot support the nuclear warfighting activities of a nuclear power in any way, one can only conclude that the Albanese government is unwilling to stand up to the United States and prohibit access to Pine Gap and Northwest Cape, and is thus reneging on signing and ratifying the treaty, despite studies by ICAN showing that there is overwhelming public support for doing so.
We conclude this program with excerpts from an IPAN media release dated March 16, 2026, entitled "Australia Must Disengage. Our future lies in independence from the US."
It says, "IPAN supports Australia's decision not to send a naval ship to the Strait of Hormuz, but calls on the Australian government to disengage and recall ADF assets to Australia, condemn this illegal and brutal US-Israeli war against Iran and Lebanon and the continued starvation and killing of Gazans, and to concentrate on the development of an independent, peaceful, self-reliant and sustainable Australia."
The media release continues, and I quote, "The Independent and Peaceful Australia Network calls on the Australian government to condemn the illegal and brutal US-Israeli war being prosecuted against Iran and Lebanon, and immediately withdraw all Australian Defence Force assets from Iran and the surrounding areas." End of quote. Retired Army Major Cameron Leckie has said that, and I quote, "The US and Israel are the cause of the current crisis and devastation currently happening, and no support should be provided to them."
He further said that it is time for Australia's political leadership to be courageous and disengage from US wars and the military alliance. He concluded, "We must concentrate on the development of an independent, peaceful, self-reliant and sustainable Australia and region in cooperation with our neighbouring countries."
The late former Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser wrote in his book Dangerous Allies that, and I quote, "Whether a conflict or war occurs between China and the United States, or whether peace is maintained, Australia is better off being strategically independent. Certainly, if a war occurs, we will not then be part of another American war with potentially disastrous consequences." End of quote. We should heed Malcolm Fraser's warning, which is becoming ever more urgent. And that brings us to the end of this IPAN podcast. Good day and thanks for listening.